So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Josh Margolin, Chief Investigative Reporter for ABC, joins us live now on WBEN. Josh, you've been looking at this, and a lot of people wondering what to make of this video that, depending on who you ask, you get a wildly different account of what happened. What have you seen?
Well, I'll tell you, we spent basically 36 hours, a small group of us, going through frame by frame, reversing, forwarding, talking to experts on this. And it feels like, to the layman, when you're looking at it, it's all very, very clear that things happened and this woman was not armed, and therefore the question is, why was she shot? When you go through it frame by frame, it doesn't make it any less horrible, I have to say that at the outset. But what it does show is the complicated nature of reviewing a law enforcement involved shooting and how those rules are. We were able to come to the conclusion that this ICE officer who did the shooting would likely, according to experts, have the ability to claim in an investigation that he was fearful that she might be using her vehicle to hit him with the first shot. Remember, there are three shots that were fired. The issue is going to come down to whether or not he had the authority to fire two more rounds. And if those two rounds end up being the rounds that killed her, there could be a question as to whether or not this was a legal shoot. But it's very, very complicated.
Wow. What was the key frame that you kind of clued in on?
It was the second shot, which when you look at it, and again, it's terrible to have to look at it, and I would not recommend anybody looking at it if they don't have to. But the second shot appears to be the agent firing into the open driver's side window as her vehicle is passing him. So according to the law enforcement experts we spoke to, once the car is passing him, he no longer has the fear, or should no longer have the fear, that the car is going to be used to hit him. And so the car is no longer being used as a deadly weapon, and so he may well not have the right to use deadly force in response.
How similar is what you have been doing to what investigators are doing right now and will be doing for the next several months?
Well, frankly, it's exactly what investigators are doing. Obviously, we have teams on the street who are talking to eyewitnesses. Certainly, we don't have the access to the information and to the people that the authorities have. And we don't have subpoena power, although some days I'd like to have it. But we're talking with law enforcement experts. This is not just a bunch of, you know, liberal arts majors who graduated, you know, college and went ahead and started reporting for a news organization and then started looking at video. We have video experts on our team who've been looking at it. We have people who've covered law enforcement like myself who are looking at it. Most importantly, at ABC, we have a number of retired law enforcement officials who are experts both in training, and that's critical here, but also in post-incident investigations, after actions. And those after actions are exactly, as you say, the kind of thing that we're doing, that law enforcement is doing. I want to highlight that yesterday, you know, we heard that the FBI had thrown local authorities out of the investigation, and local authorities were upset about that. It is possible we might never know what the FBI finds, because there are different rules, and the FBI is obviously under the control of the Trump Justice Department. So we don't know if we're going to know exactly what they did in the end.
Josh, are you looking at the same videos that everybody else is, or do you have access to something else?
No, it's videos that you're seeing on TV. I mean, not every station is going to have every single video, but our folks spend a lot of time in the first hours after the incident looking to the various eyewitnesses. There's an unbelievable amount of video because remember what the background of what happened is there was an ICE operation that had just concluded. So it was going on. And because of the public attention on ICE operations, and specifically in the Minneapolis area, people that had gathered on the street to watch the ICE agents and to film the ICE agents, and they're doing it intentionally. So there was a lot of film coverage. Obviously, it's not complete. There will be other camera angles that the authorities would likely have access to that we don't have access to. But we have a really, really strong, you know, second by second kind of video file that we've compiled from the various cameras and phones that were shooting video.
Well, Josh, thank you for all the analysis. Josh Margolin joining us live here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.